point us to what we long for most. We reflected on these major themes of life and in the Advent candle lightings of hope and peace, how we long for these things in our lives. And this morning we're reflecting on joy. Do you have joy in your life? Yeah. This reflection of joy is a state versus something that is just a moment. And yet joy can be elusive. We can feel like we don't have joy in our lives, right? Just want to lead us in a few brief reflections on joy. Firstly, starting off with the kids. One of the greatest gifts that kids give us is the sharing of their joy. Kids, that was fun. Let's do this again every Sunday. Then I don't have to talk as long. You'd like that, hey? Well, you'd like that too, wouldn't you? No clapping. That wasn't a clapping point. Kids bless us with their joy. Why is it? Well, one thought is that they don't carry the same burdens that we do. Burdens weigh us down. They suck our joy. They steal our joy. Fill in the blank. But our burdens take our joy. When it comes to kids, they know that ultimately, mom and dad got it. Grandpa, caregiver, godfather, you name it. Ultimately, you're taking care of kids. And that's a lesson that the kids can teach us. And I'm going to go somewhere with that, but just hold that thought, is that kids know they don't have to worry that they're going to be taken care of. A second thought pertaining to finding joy is that as human beings, we're constantly tempted to misplace our joy. Yeah, there's joy in all these different things in life, and yet when we are tempted to place our true joy, our source of happiness, in something that's temporary, it can be taken from us. As adults, see, kids don't worry about clean homes or paying bills or getting to the church service on time, right? Kids, do you worry about those things? No? Not really? What do you worry about? Yeah? If who loves you? If, right, yeah, that your family is focused on you, paying attention. Yeah, Rebecca. Some interesting back and forth here. This is good. When it comes to this reflection on joy and misplacing our joy, and at Christmas, sometimes it can feel like, well, we just need everything to go right with the turkey meal or to get the right present for someone, or that you got the present that you were hoping for, or that everyone was there, or that it just went just as you wanted it to. And yet we know that that joy is so fragile, and it's fleeting even, that even if you get it all perfect, it only lasts for a moment. And that's the problem with misplacing our joy, is that we place our center in what is fragile, in what is only temporary. A third thing to say in finding joy is we pick up burdens along the journey of life. Sometimes they're not even our own burdens. Sometimes kids can even pick up burdens. This big test that feels heavy, this friendship where you're feeling hurt, where you're disappointed, something that's not happening. Burdens can weigh us down and we can feel a lack of joy in our life. Our children, just like they have this morning in our Christmas kids pageant, point us to where we can find a joy that lasts. And here's the main thing that I want us to see, is that joy comes in knowing God's got us. Just like the kids know that their parents got them in a true, healthy situation, joy comes in knowing God's got us. when it comes to all the adult situations and the complexities that we accumulate and the burdens that we kind of can pick up in this road of life, we can find joy in knowing that God's got us. I've come back to these words from God in the flesh, Jesus, back again and again. And it's this invitation into his presence and all that he brings. It's these words, come to me. Hear them this morning. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you. Kids, it's not an egg yolk. Jesus doesn't have an egg yolk. No, it's this old term about this harness. Jesus is saying, take my harness on you. Let me have the reins of your life. In more contemporary transportation, the vehicle, let me have the wheel when it comes to direction in life. I invented driving. I own driving. I invented the car. I gave you the inspiration. Let me take the wheel. I've got this. I've got you. And then Jesus goes on and he says, let me teach you. Are we teachable when it comes to joy? Are we willing to learn from the master, the one who created joy, the one who created chocolate? Are we willing to learn from the master? Because he says, because I'm humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Ultimately, this is what we long for, is this place of peace. And if we find rest for our souls, we know there's hope. We know there's joy. We know there's love. And Jesus says, my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. So he invites us into knowing he's got us, and the joy comes in knowing God's got you this Christmas season. A quote from one of my favorite authors, Henry Nouwen. Let me read this to you. He says, we have to choose joy. Keep choosing it every day. It's a choice based on the knowledge that we belong to God and have found in God our refuge and our safety, and that nothing, not even death, can take God away from us. Let me read that to you again, just to dwell on this. We have to choose joy and keep choosing it every day. It's a choice based on the knowledge that we belong to God and have found in God our refuge and our safety, and that nothing, not even death, can take God away from us. Let me conclude with one moment from the Christmas story and a concluding reflection. It's a story with joy and kids. Do you know the one I'm going to say? It's the story of little Johnny Boy in the womb, in his mom's tummy, mom named Liz. Well, Liz came into the company of Mary. We heard some lines from Mary earlier here. Well, Mary comes into Liz's presence, and Mary's pregnant with the Son of God, Jesus, and Liz is pregnant with little Johnny Boy, who's going to become the prophet of all prophets, John the Baptist. Let me read to you what happens. She entered the house and greeted Elizabeth. At the sound of Mary's greeting, Elizabeth's child leaped within her. I don't know if it went out that far. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Just this God moment. The presence of God was known in that moment. Elizabeth gave a glad cry and exclaimed to Mary, God has blessed you above all women, and your child is blessed. Why am I so honored that the mother of my Lord should visit me? When I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy. You are blessed because you believed that the Lord would do what he said. This journey of Christmas and possessing, having hope, joy, love, and peace comes from this trust of knowing that God's got you. Again, the children are teaching us that there's joy found in the presence of God. I guess two applications for your joy this Christmas, because as a community, that's what we're chasing after. We're chasing after all these things. We're chasing after joy. So here again, Jesus' invitation throughout the busyness of the Christmas season, come to me and find rest for your souls. Again and again, this Christmas season, find those moments in your bedroom, in that quiet nook, in that quiet space, to just come into the presence of God and let Him speak joy. Let Him be your delight. Choose to delight in Him. He is the source of joy. Secondly, remind yourself where your joy truly comes from, that it might not be taken, that it might not only be temporary. Just repeat again and again this: my joy comes from knowing God's got me. This Christmas, no matter what happens, God's got you. Next year, no matter what happens, you can let go of any burden because you know God's got you. The one who's tender with our hearts, the one who gives us the gift of children, the one who's tender with our children, the one who calls us His very children as we put our trust in Him. This is who He is. He's got us. Let's enter His presence. Let's pray together. Oh God, You are amazing. You are so amazing that You in Your huge, infinite glory invite us into Your presence. And Your presence just changes our whole sense of things. Just like a kid, one of our kids, in the comforting presence of mom or dad or a loving family, that joy that just overflows in a child's life is the joy that we have again and again coming into Your presence. God, forgive us for the ways where we misplace our joy, where we haven't seen that our source of joy comes from You, our Maker. Forgive us for that. You are Lord. I pray that You speak to us today about ways where we've taken back the wheel in whatever it is in life, or ways where we've picked up burdens. You've taught us ultimately that You've taken all our burdens at the cross. So again, here today, we bring our burdens to the cross, Jesus. You know what we've been carrying, so here right now in Your presence, hear our hearts. We bring that which is a burden in our life to You. Take it, Lord. Speak into our lives about it. Thank You for this word over our lives to come to You. Your yoke is easy, Your burden is light. We right now also want to unlatch burdens that have been put on us from others, whether for harm or even best of intentions that weren't helpful. There's only one who has power over our lives to give us true joy that lasts. So we unlatch from those other yokes that have been put on us. You are Lord, You are Master. We give You the glory today. Thank You for today. Thank You for the joys this Christmas and the joy that permeates our lives that comes in knowing that You've got us. Thank You for this morning. Thank You for these kids. We pray Your blessing on each and every one of them this Christmas and in the year and years ahead. Thank You, Jesus. Amen. Invite you, if you're able, to stand. We have two final songs we want to lead you in and continue to reflect on the joy that God has for us. Come, Thou long-expected Jesus.